This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, the latest polling from USA Today and the Pew Research Center finds a majority of Americans support President Obama's plan to raise the minimum wage to $9 an hour. But House Speaker John Boehner says that would reduce employment. The minimum wage debate is also taking place right now in Germany, where politicians are debating whether to have a federal minimum wage at all. Reporter Christopher Wirth has the story.
Germany doesn't have a national minimum wage. In fact, it's one of the few countries in Europe that doesn't. Instead, German trade unions have always negotiated their own basic pay, industry by industry. Damian Grimshaw is an expert on minimum wages at Manchester Business School. He says Germany might be the economic engine of Europe, but German wages have stagnated over the past decade, some as low as $3 to $4 an hour.
So it's not a model of economic growth that's brought steady improvements in real levels of income and earnings.
He says 20% of German workers earn what's considered low pay. That is two-thirds below the median wage in the country. The idea of introducing a national minimum wage of over $11 has become a contentious issue ahead of elections in Germany later this year. Waltraud Scheckel of the London School of Economics says doing so would help solve a long-standing problem. Germans aren't big spenders because of their meager incomes.
People on low wages, if you raise their wage a little bit, they are so hard up against budget constraints that they would be happy to spend all that. So in that sense, you could even stimulate the economy.
But as it stands now, because employers pay very little, the German government picks up the tab in higher welfare benefits to help workers make ends meet. It's a corporate subsidy Scheckel says Germany should do without. I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.